Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell said today that Alabama Republican Senate candidate Roy Moore should step aside in light of allegations that he initiated a sexual encounter decades ago with a 14-year-old girl. McConnell told reporters he believes the women, who were quoted in last week's Washington Post story about Moore's past. Republican Senator Pat Toomey of Pennsylvania is among a number of other Republicans who agree that Moore should step aside. He spoke yesterday on NBC's Meet the Press.
From my point of view, I have to say, I think the accusations have more credibility than the denial. I think it would be best if Roy would just step aside.
Roy Moore says he plans to file a lawsuit against the Washington Post in light of its reporting. Moore spoke on Saturday in his first public appearance since the claims against him surfaced, saying they are completely false.
To think that grown women would wait 40 years to come before, right before an election, to bring charges is absolutely unbelievable. Why now?
Well, the special election in Alabama is now less than a month away, and joining us now is Brian Lyman, state government reporter for the Montgomery Advertiser. Brian, welcome back.
Okay, thanks for having me.
And on the national political front, fellow Republicans are putting pressure on Moore to step aside if the allegations against him are true. They're using that word, if. But in Alabama, it seems like he's getting a warmer reception. How are people reacting to all this?
Really depends on who you're talking to, probably to state the obvious there. The elected officials that we've spoken with have tended to circle their wagons around Moore. They've questioned the timing of the report. We've seen some county chairs even say that even if these allegations are true, they're going to still vote for him. But, you know, Governor Kay Ivey has been very cautious about these allegations. We have not yet heard anything official from the state Republican Party about this or from some key legislative leaders. And then you talk to Democratic county chairs, and they say that at least one of them I spoke with last week said, you know, their voters were already fired up for this race, and this is just more fuel for the fire for them.
And when you say that Governor Kay Ivey has been cautious, why? What is she saying?
She has said these allegations are serious, and if true, she's not been as outright dismissive of these allegations as some of the other voices that we've heard from the state this week. She was interviewed at an event last week where she seemed to suggest somebody asked her, you know, do you believe these accusers? And she said, why wouldn't I? So she's been cautious. We have two major legislative leaders, House Speaker Mac McCutcheon and Senate President Pro Tem Del Marsh, who endorsed Moore, but to this point have not said anything public about the Washington Post story.
And the governor has the power, if she wants, to move the election, which some Republicans have asked her to do. She says she's not going to do that or is not considering it.
That's right. She said over the weekend that she has no plans and is not considering doing that. That would probably be a move that would infuriate Moore's supporters in the state. I mean, we've just had primaries where the state voters chose their candidates for better or for worse. Moving the election at this point would certainly create a bomb in Alabama.
I just want to listen to a little more of what Roy Moore has been saying. He says he's not backing out of the race, and he gave an interview to Sean Hannity on Friday and again denied the claims against him. And Hannity asked Moore about the age difference between him and his accusers.
You do remember these girls. Would it be unusual for you as a 32-year-old guy to have dated a woman as young as 17? That'd be a 15-year difference, or a girl 18. Do you remember dating girls that young at that time?
Not generally, no. If I did, I'm not going to dispute anything, but I don't remember anything like that.
Not generally, no. How are people responding to that?
That's the point where I think you see some reluctance from some Republicans in this state to go as far as some of their fellow colleagues have, because Moore in that interview denied the allegation, you know, involving the 14-year-old, but he did acknowledge, you know, knowing at least two of these other women, and as you heard in that clip, said he wasn't going to dispute anything. So I think that's probably the reason we're seeing some more silence from some Republicans than others.
What is Doug Jones, the Democrat in this race, saying at this point?
Last week, Jones released a statement where he said that Moore had to answer these charges, and the campaign, for the most part, has stuck with that. They're trying to talk more about things like health care and jobs and the economy. And, you know, Jones has Jones, until this weekend, pretty much had the airwaves to himself in terms of advertising and trying to make his case to Alabama voters. So, you know, he's simply been trying to talk about what he wants to talk about and, you know, let the stories themselves play out, you know, like as we see them playing out right now.
So what do you think is going to happen? We've seen a little bit of polling over the weekend, which shows now a very tight race in Alabama.
Yeah, it's very dangerous to make any predictions in Alabama, especially for a special election. I can say that structurally the race favors Moore. You know, this is still a deeply Republican state. At the same time, Moore tends to underperform in general elections, and there is real enthusiasm on the Democratic side. If that's enough to carry Jones over the top, we'll just have to wait and see. There's still a month of campaigning left to go.
That's Brian Lyman, state government reporter for the Montgomery Advertiser. Brian, thank you.
Thank you.